Hi, this is John Swayze, proprietor at Annabelle Wines. We're doing a special today on wine woot. And if you're listening to this message, that if you'd like to hear or see more information about Annabelle, first of all, its pronunciation is Annabelle, which you may not have known. Even people coming to our tasting room, and even my brother still calls it Annabelle or Annaba or what have you, but it is Annaba, named after a wind pattern that is prevalent in the Petaluma Gap that flows down towards our property in Carneros, called an anabatic wind. Wind is our theme. We have a very windy site. We have the first wind turbine used for electricity on a winery property in Northern California. And we, have named some other wines that have in our portfolio with wind-themed names, like our Coriol blends, named after the Coriolis effect. You'll have to look that one up, perhaps. And our Turbine Red and Turbine Pink, named after the wind turbine that is on the property. My winemaker is Jennifer Marion. And if you're interested in seeing more of us in person, you can certainly go to the website, annabellewines.com. But perhaps even more fun would be to go to Yelp and search for Annaba and click on the video, which actually is of the two of us describing what we do here at Annaba Wines. We have extensive stories on the website, and I won't bore you with it now. The wines we're doing today are, we think, are traditional sort of down-the-middle Chardonnays, meaning that we like to do wines that are not so oaky, not so buttery as some of the California Chardonnays are, and which is a taste that people still enjoy. But we also want to capture those people who like white Burgundies, who are a little more mineral and a little more austere, more Chablis-like, from the area called Chablis in France. So we call them down the middle, with a touch of malolactic fermentation, 25% new oak, and a wine that even all our male friends tend to like, even the ones who say, I don't drink Chardonnay. So we hope you enjoy it. I noticed that the Wente clone, which is a particular clone that is little used but still very popular in Northern California, didn't show its rating. The Wine Spectator really liked the wine a lot. Even considering that it was